And if I would also look at India, you have another type of inequity actually in India. The geographical, macro geographical difference is not so big. Uttar Pradesh, the biggest of the states here, is poorer and have a lower health than the rest of India. Kerala is flying on top there, matching United States in health, but not in economy. And here Maharashtra with Mumbai is forging forward. Now in India, the big inequities are within the state rather than between the states. And that's not a bad thing in itself. If you have a lot of inequity, macro geographical inequities can be more difficult in the long term to deal with than if it is in the same area where you have a growth center relatively close to where poor people are living. No, there was one more inequity. Look there, United States. Oh, they broke my frame. Washington, D.C. went out here. My friends at Gapminder wanted me to show this because there's a new leader in Washington who is really concerned about the health system, and I can understand him because Washington, D.C. is so rich over there, but they are not as healthy as Kerala. It's quite interesting, isn't it? I can see a business opportunity for Kerala helping fix the health system in the United States. Now, here we have the whole world. You have the legend down there. And when you see the two giant cats here pushing forwards, you see that in between them and in ahead of them is the whole emerging economies of the world, which Thomas Friedman so correctly called the flat world. You can see that in health and education, large part of the world population is putting forward, but in Africa and other parts, as in rural Guangzhou in China, there are still people with low health and very low economy. We have an enormous disparity in the world, but most of the world in the middle are pushing forwards very fast.